Welcome to the Emotion and Energy Clearing event today. This is your host and facilitator and channel, Tom Jacobs. And we're going to begin with a meditation to get grounded and to open up a space through which you can choose to adjust to and align with the energies that I'll be anchoring and holding space for you today. As I had advertised, we're working with two different beings today. It's two different non-corporeal intelligences. They are two different frequencies. And if you have done channeling calls with me before, you will have experienced the Ascended Master Jehudi speaking through me. And today's a little different. I know it will be different. I'm not quite sure yet how it will be, because I'm going to be opening up to what he has to say, as well as what Archangel Sariel, who's also known more widely as Metatron, is interested in offering. There will be a great deal of energy work today, but yet nothing happens without your consent. And how this energy work will happen is, sometimes you will be asked to decide you don't need an energy from the past, or a belief or an attitude about something. At other times, there will be a direct activity or action by one of these beings, and perhaps your own spirit guides, as during the meditation we will call everybody in. So sometimes you'll be asked to be active, and sometimes you will simply have the opportunity to experience an adjustment because of the frequencies that are happening. All channeled material seeks to alter your consciousness for the better, of course, depending on who you're channeling. These beings that I'm going to that I'm already working with and we'll be bringing through for you during this call today are committed to, Jehudi is committed to the evolution of all that is, the creator intelligence, goddess and God. And he will answer any question to support a person or people in getting to a higher state of evolution. Asariel, who has been a guide of mine for upwards of a decade, at least that I've been aware of him, but there have been other cues prior to that that I didn't know how to interpret and didn't pay much attention to until years later. He has a slightly different mission, but they are both scribe figures. Each of them is a scribe figure. So teaching, writing, noting things that happen, tracking things. And what Sariel / Metatron, what his intended function today is about holding space for you to shed and burn off some energies from the past. He is a being who is composed of flames when he comes through. That's a visual that often accompanies him. There's quite a lot of digital artwork you can find on the web of a purple-robed being with white hair and a symbol inscribed on the heart, etc. But as I work with him, he comes through with... he is composed of flames, which is... Yes, it's an interesting thing to experience. You won't necessarily experience that today, but I'm holding that frequency of upgrading what doesn't work, of replacing something negative with something positive. And each of these two beings also holds space for all of humanity, every species, in fact, all of creation, to evolve through knowing itself better as divine beings. And so that's part of what we'll be doing today. So I'd like for you... Oh, I'd also like to insert a note of gratitude. All of you are part of my community that I've been working to create over the last decade. And when I offer an event and I have people happily sign up and share their energy with me to share my energy with them, I appreciate that support. And your participation in events like this enables me to continue developing and continuing to offer you all of the interesting things I can think of. So thank you to all of you for participating in this. So let's start with the meditation. Please close your eyes and notice where you may have tension in your body. And some of it can go pretty quickly. And just decide that you don't need that tension. And send it down through cords into the earth from your root chakra or your first chakra and the bottoms of your feet. This is the basic element of grounding, obviously sending cords into the ground to be grounded. And what I've been taught a million times in these situations is that it is not enough to open up our upper chakras to live through the heart. It is not enough to do this. We have to stay in our bodies and be grounded. So grounding is something that Jehudi will harp on every time you talk to him. Every time he speaks through me, he begins with this and explains it. So now we want you to begin breathing the energy of the earth up through these cords into your body. This is the second part of grounding. Allowing yourself to adjust to the frequency of the earth. This will allow us to, once you are comfortable doing it, we'll spend a couple minutes in this place. Once you are comfortable, this will allow all of us to bring you into the circle here as we do this. It will allow you to adjust to the frequencies that we have here. If you're in a calmer space where you feel safe and you can trust, the energy of the earth will always inspire us to feel safe and to trust. So the energy of the earth comes up into your body. Let it get up to all the distant parts of your body. Comes up through your legs, up through your hips and torso, up to your shoulders, down through your arms to your fingertips, and then up through your neck, up to your head. And if this is not completely comfortable or natural or easy, some of the work we will do today will affect some of this. So as you can listen to the recording again later, you can work on this and notice what may be different as we make some adjustments in your field as you move some energies out and we do some things. So as you exhale, you just let it go. But as you inhale, the energy of the earth comes up into your body. And notice how it feels. It should slow you down from whatever you were doing before this interaction. Whatever you were thinking about, whatever you were concerned about. It is all left at the door, and here you are, in your body, connected to the earth. And there will be times during this conversation when we ask if we can come into your space. This is how we will do the energy work. If you give us the variety of beings, including your guides, you give us permission, you will be opening up to the vibrations. And as I said before, all channeled material seeks to alter your consciousness. It does that through a frequency. Then my job is to hold a frequency, and then your opportunity is to open to the frequency. And so that is how a lot of this is happening here. So please now, if you would like to give us permission to come into your space and to do energy work and to for you to align with us, please do so. Okay. Our focus today is about moving energy and emotion out of your field. And as you may have experienced talking to this channel before, you will have heard that you are an energetic being who experiences energy and then responds emotionally. So your emotions are in fact a register and a reflection of what it is you have experienced emotionally. Some of these have become solidified in your field. These are those that you carry. And these can create havoc in your life if they stay solidified in your field. As the channel had advertised, if you've been ever lived with somebody with chronic anger or depression or grief or sadness, that this could be something that you may have carried on behalf of another person and may, decades later, years later, still be carrying. So breathing the energy of the earth up into your body, please decide that all energies that do not belong to you, that you have picked up recently, can go down into the earth, that you can be free of them. This is about stuff that has happened in the last day or two, the last week. Things on an upper level in your field of things you may have absorbed. Interactions. Somebody came up to you and you felt sorry for the person, or your heart went out to the person, or somebody was critical of you, or somebody was fearful around you, or you listened to something, anything, that was on the television. So all of that can leave your body. Make that decision now. And send it down through these cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving this. Now, as you experience energy and respond emotionally, you also ascribe meaning to what has happened. You also decide that things mean something. And this is the source of something becoming embedded. This is how something can become stuck and be put into a certain structure or filing system within your field. Your beliefs attached to your emotions are what we were talking about. And this is karma. You vibrate something because you're holding it. You're holding that it is or might be true. You are vibrating it. It comes to you. And you say, oh, look, that's my bad karma. When in fact, if you are willing to change your beliefs, you can change your karma. 100%. And the deeper layer of what we're doing here today has to do with effecting where these energies, where these emotions, and these meanings are rooted within you. The channel asked you in an email prior to the call to list things that you feel unresolved about from the past with other people, things that still carry a charge, and we asked not that you have that list handy and are reading it, because we want your eyes closed and want you focused on the experience of being in this vibration with us. But we want you to be aware of what seems unresolved in your life, whether from the recent past or from decades ago. There is a meaning attached to an emotion, and that is why this is still with you. That is why it has been hard to get rid of. Our advice is to live a heart-centered life, but if you are to do that, you must deal with what is inside your heart, which is to say the emotions that you're carrying, which of course, obviously, is to say the energies that are in your space. What we're doing, as we are now adjusting all of you together, we are gathering all of us together into one circle, so to speak, with all this varied geographical locations. And as we look at this, the depth of how certain energies can be anchored in your field, we will be asking you to change your mind about certain things and to release certain things. Most of this will have to do with deciding who you are, as opposed to looking at your history and then extrapolating a picture of who you must be. This is a key point. And all of this is to teach you to cultivate a state of presence so that you are not thinking you are your past, but you are, in any given moment, able to guide yourself into the right things to do, the right ways to be, or the right decisions. So, you live multiple lives across the Earth timeline. You call them past lives. And you have many experiences that go, that fit with and that feed and support a conception of what a human is. Hopefully, since you have been opening to this call, you're here with us today. You're hearing this information, this vibration. You must be open to it, at least a little bit open, to a different perspective on what a person is. The first thing to do is to do a particular affirmation together, and the channel mentioned it in his email to you prior to the call. And this effects change in first chakra dynamics. So, again, if you have given us permission to come into your space and you are willing to be affected by what you experience here today, please just give an affirmative nod or say, yes, please, I am open. And as we do some of these affirmations, we will be supporting and clearing out some things from different chakras for you. The first one is the first chakra, the root. It is the foundation. Obviously, it is called the root, the first. It is located around the anus, and this is the energy center that has to do with cultural, family, and group inheritances. This is how you define yourself in terms of the people you come from and your experiences in the collective. Make the decision that you are always safe. As in, do the affirmation, I am always safe. And if part of you feels that it's not true, just stick with it. I am always safe. And state that I am ready to shed all perceptions that I am not safe. Do that one as well. I'm ready to shed all perceptions that I am not safe. I am always safe. And now intend that all debris that you have collected from your culture, there are things about you that are unique, that do not fit in with the rest of the people you are surrounded by. It doesn't matter even where you are. Every human is unique. Decide that all debris related to your uniqueness and how you have sometimes been interested in fitting in but unsure, because perhaps it would be betraying yourself or lying to yourself if you were to do so. Just shed all of that down into the earth. You don't need it. Make the decision that it can leave. Decide to shed all debris about the world you live in and how it seems to instruct you that you are not safe. We are putting energy into your root chakra here. It is a positive energy. It is, in fact, a flame. to burn away what you don't need. But here, the point of power in this moment, we might say, if we were feeling New Agey, the point of power in this moment is your decision to shed things. So, think about the expectations of culture, of family, of training you received in school. This is from the past, but as well as things that you experience out in the world today. Put your attention on these things and decide that you don't need anything that limits you. Make the decision that you don't need anything that keeps you small, anything that keeps you fearful of life, of being loving, of becoming an agent of change in the world around you. You need none of it. Any instruction or admonishment, criticism for being unique, decide that you don't need it and send it down into the earth. And now add to that relationships with individual others, moving up to the second chakra as well, keeping this first one going. These two chakras have a great deal to do with what you will absorb from other people when you live with them. When you care about them, or they are simply a part of your life. Anyone that you have lived with at any time in your life who has had chronic anger, let that person's name and or face come into your mind. And I want you to view this person not as proof that you're not safe, but I want you to view this person as a divine being trying to learn about anger. And if you have spent time with this person, you are also a divine being, also learning about anger. And again, all debris that is stirred up from this goes down into the earth. Make the decision you no longer need any of this stuff from the past that doesn't help you. Any anger that you have absorbed from anybody ever. Adding to this grief, depression, adding to this jadedness, pessimism, powerlessness, gather it all up together and send it down into the earth and thank the earth. You don't need this anymore. During this process, you may feel some activation of these energy centers as we speak about them, and as you think about these thoughts and think about these issues and remember certain things, you may feel a little spark or a little pinprick, or maybe feel warmth on a different part of your body. You may even feel sleepy. This would be fine if you had to fall asleep. Do not stress about it. Do not worry about it. Because as we are speaking to you and asking you to do these things, we're also doing things behind the scenes that we're not talking about, adjusting things, holding an image of how your chakra should look, keeping this flame there. And doing some restructuring with how some of these data tables, so to speak, within your field are functioning. Doing some restructuring of things. And for this entire call, holding an image through frequency, kind of an idea of how you can be, an example of how you can be through this frequency, that you may not have embraced or encountered before, and it is doing things behind the surface, behind the scenes, behind the curtain. So, you may feel little things in your body or your field. You may feel emotions rising. You may at some point feel one particular part of your body become very activated. For example, your throat, and you just have to cough, or your heart becomes filled with energy and you have to cry, or something like this. This is completely normal because you are being interacted with multiple frequencies at once. As we're speaking, we're also doing things. So do what you can to relax to all these processes and decide that you are safe. Because our intention is that you evolve. And the primary focus of this interaction today is for you to release things that keep you from evolving and from being happier and open about life, happier about and open to life. These first two chakras, 1 and 2, it is easy to perceive that things are happening outside your control and then to try to control things. We're talking about groups of people. We're talking about cultural environments, family environments. These things can be outside of one's control, very obviously. And in the second chakra, how other people behave. We cannot control how other people behave. Again, decide that you are safe and make the decision that you are willing to let go of control and replace it with intention. Letting go of control, replacing it with intention, intentional choices, intentional behaviors. One of the critical things we seek to impart to you almost every time you interact with this channel, no matter who's coming through him, is that you understand that the world around you has been manifest because of the vibration that you are emitting. You are pulsating a signal constantly, multiple signals, in fact. This is why we say if you don't like your life, change your beliefs, because your beliefs are being pulsated into the world around you. They are manifest as the world around you. So if you have not decided that you are safe, let's say it this way, then you will draw situations to you that make you question if you are safe. So decide that you are safe. And now kind of a new paragraph, a new direction. Make the decision to become aware of all the issues in your life that cause you, including your behavior and choices, that cause you to do something other than respect yourself. Any choice that diminishes you. Any choice that makes you feel less than, or small, or not deserving of a wonderful experience as a human. In New Age circles, it is common to speak about your divine birthright being happiness and abundance, etc. It is certainly an option you can choose. But the real deal about being human is to get to the place where you define yourself on your own, and you grow into being able to take the reflections of other people as telling you something about you, but perhaps they need to be translated. Perhaps one needs to read between the lines to understand what the message is. So, for example, if you were, over the course of decades in your life, to repeatedly draw people with unprocessed grief into your world in different relationships, you may look at that reflection and think it means something about you that it in fact does not. It means that you probably have to learn how to be very intentional with your behavior and not leak in the direction of others who are suffering. It could be that you need to open your heart. It could be that compassion is important for you to develop, but more often than not, you would be drawing this so that you learn how to understand how not to get dragged into somebody's issue when that person, as a divine being, needs to learn how to grow into, through, and out of these kinds of things. The person experiencing grief coming to you is not, in fact, a reflection that you don't have enough compassion. It could be, but probably not. It's probably a reflection that it's important for you to develop boundaries and not carry the energies of others and not unload a bunch of your joyful energy in the direction of people who are suffering. It is important to be compassionate, but also to recognize that each being has a path that it is carving out for itself. Each portion of the divine is set out on its own learning path. If you have drawn people with grief, you may think that you have to save them, or that you have to do something, or perhaps that you cannot embody joy. This is what it may appear to. Well, I wouldn't want to hurt so-and-so's feelings. And for decades, there could be a rotating cast of so-and-so's. Shifting the attention to drawing people who have anger. It may seem that you are not safe, when in fact, it is probably an indication that you are vibrating, I need to learn about self-assertion. This is not obvious at all, because it is you are drawing kind of side B, because you need to flip it over and learn side A, the other side of the coin, or the other side of the images of a little record or something. Two sides of the same thing. So if you're somebody who has drawn people with chronic anger, make the decision that you're willing to assert yourself. This is the opposite. And make the decision that you are willing to release all people from being teachers for you about self-assertion. So therefore, you don't need any more teachers who have chronic anger. If you're somebody who's drawn people with chronic grief or depression or sadness or powerlessness, make the decision that you no longer need these teachers, and you're willing to own that it's important for you to be compassionate yet also have boundaries. It's important to create joy in life, even if people are suffering in different places. And it's making a decision to be responsible for the self as well. Are you responsible for all these people who have pain? Be connected to your community and your family, please. But also recognize when somebody isn't able to process something, does not mean that then you are to do it for them. So all debris associated with this, gather all of this up within you, first and second chakra issues, and send them down into the earth, and then we will move on to the third chakra and talk about self-respect. This is where we get into this. All the issues and behaviors that that may be in your world, that may be in your life, that yield a result other than feeling self-respect. And the times you feel like you don't honor who you are, or you don't do what you need to do for yourself. A lot of first and second chakra debris and garbage can contribute to a third chakra imbalance. So again, decide that you are always safe. Decide that you are willing to learn more about boundaries. And decide that you are willing to see how you may not respect yourself and to shift it, to correct it. And now we add a flame in this third chakra as well. All debris that comes loose, everything that you don't need, every energy from other people, decide that you don't need it and send it down into the earth. Now we're going to come into your fields directly, actively, for the first time, instead of just putting something there. If you feel like you have to move your body because something's suddenly uncomfortable, honor that. Don't worry about staying stock still if you need to shift your energy, to shift your body, because energies are going to start moving here in the next couple of minutes. So once again, I am always safe. I'm willing to respect myself. I'm willing to develop boundaries, the right ways for the right kinds of boundaries in the right ways. And all debris goes down into the earth. Everything you don't need, everything you picked up from other people, everything that was lying around and you might not have realized you picked up, but in retrospect you see you're carrying. Everything you may have carried on behalf of somebody you respected, loved, or feared. Decide now to be free of these energies and send them down into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Never feel any shame about sending energies to the earth. The earth can transmute everything. The earth is much bigger than any bit of anger or depression you have carried on behalf of somebody else. Now, please put your attention back on these cords into the earth and bringing the energy of the earth up into your body. And what we've been doing is simultaneously asking you to plant a seed and then to do some weeding. This is what we've been doing. I'm constantly coming back to this reference point, this experience of bringing the energy of the earth up into your body. Now, please scan your body and notice where you may have tension from either a thought or memory that came up over the last few minutes or any time during this call. Or just in general, any sense of tension that you may have in your body. And just decide that you can shed it. You can surrender it. You don't need it going forward. You don't need this tension to tell you who you are. And send it down through the cords into the earth. Now we're going to pause before we go to the fourth chakra and tie this together with the lower three chakras. I'm going to pause the energy work. We're going to explain something to you. Every human is here to learn to be the source of love for him or herself. All of these things about relationships, family dynamics, even where one puts one's trust regarding work and government. All these are models of connectedness, of community, of family, models of belonging. And somewhere along the line, in many cases, decision-making, which is your divine power, expressing your free will, has been surrendered to another person, a group, a family, or a dynamic that seems like family, one in which you feel as though you belong and there are people you can rely on, etc. And I think it is very obvious, it is prevalent in metaphysical circles to talk about reclaiming your power or taking your power back is the phrase that the channel seems to have come across more often than anything else. Taking your power back from anything you may have given it to. A government, a family, a relationship, an idea of yourself. Your decision-making function is an expression of divine will. As you learn to make decisions in the right ways, for the right reasons, in the right directions, you learn much about yourself. That all fits in with learning about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. Ultimately, in the end, you decide that you are the source of love. You are the source of love. It seems, as you are one of billions, a little strange. It seems because there are things that happen to you, there are things that happen around you that affect you and that are nobody consulted you. What we want to show you at every chance we get is that as you make these self-interested decisions, as you decide you don't need the influences from the past to tell you who you are, as you decide you are not your history, as you decide you are not what has happened to you, and in fact, as you decide you are not what you have chosen, whether it has worked out well or not, you come in more to a state of presence in which you are navigating your world with much more conscious intent. So, mentioned a few minutes ago, this idea of letting go of control, shedding the need to control, and introducing instead, seeding in its place, conscious intent. Intentional choices, intentional action. As you make these decisions, you change what you are vibrating. And overall, what you are vibrating is what creates the world around you. Everybody has the experience, every human has the experience of having a thought pattern or a prejudice or a bias or something like this. An idea of something that should happen is a very bland way of saying it. And in a certain moment, not clinging to it, and then having something wonderful show up, and the person finds out he or she is wrong about what was expected or what should have been expected. If you go through the process of deciding that you are not your history, if you go through the process of shedding all energies that belong to others or that you carried because you cared about somebody else or because it seemed nobody else was going to help the person, if you shed all of these things and you shed all of your attachments to identities that have to do with the choices you have made and not made, what seems like a success or what seems like a failure in your world, in your life, in your history, if you shed all of these things, this is how you can create peace in your life. This is how you can create an opening into experiencing your nature as a passionate being, a being with something to do and say here on this plane. Every single one of you has come here to figure out how to make a difference through being loving. Vocabulary the channel uses quite often, becoming an agent of change. That every divine being sets out to do that, but every human, having forgotten his or her true nature, quite honestly, most of the time, every human has the experience of trying to figure out how strong one gets to be. We're telling you today, to move energies out of your space, you must decide to do so on a regular basis and not take on what you encounter in the world around you. So every relationship in your world, in your life, in your history, functions to show you what you think is happening, what you believe is true. So, putting our attention back on these lower three chakras, what does it now seem that other people with chronic grief, depression, or anger have really been doing for you? They have been giving you the opportunity. They are divine beings taking time out of their very busy schedule as humans and divine beings to come through to give you the opportunity to see about your power of choice. If you don't make a choice, you are making a choice. And the world will become populated around you. And so often, if you find yourself, for example, surrounded by people with chronic anger, make self-interested decisions. Make affirmative self-interested decisions. Say no decide not to absorb these energies. Decide not to let these people's influence derail you or interrupt you. Same with the chronic grief, chronic depression, chronic any state of emotion. And the other thing that we want to say is that every one of these emotions is natural. So you're welcome to look at these people as expressions of the divine, overemphasizing something that's natural into a state of not being very natural about it and being stuck. But these people are in your world so that you can decide what to do about it, so that you decide what you will experience, conscious intention. So any of these things we have listed thus far, this idea of depression, anger, sadness, grief, these kinds of chronic situations where you may have absorbed the energies of the other people because you cared about the person or because it seemed that nobody else was going to do anything so that you had felt you had to be involved. And if you have been carrying these energies in your body, they have been contributing to similar situations in your life. Now, if you are somebody who has gotten full, you know, the meter inside you is now in the red about being, about encountering certain kinds of energies, you may have developed a sense of needing to control things in order to protect yourself or to keep certain elements out of your life. If there is anything that you are working to control out of your sphere, you are not open to what life may try to bring you that might be fantastic, that might shatter your preconceptions. So we want you to be open, but with conscious intent, with intentional choices. You see what we're saying here. It's putting our attention back on these lower three chakras and the flames that we have left in here for you. We're going to reinvigorate these. Your job right now is to decide that all debris that doesn't belong to you, and all debris that has seemed as though it does belong to you, but cannot serve you going forward, and every bit of energy and emotion that doesn't help you understand yourself as the source of love, decide that you no longer need these things and send them down into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. We're also just going to do a sweep down through hips and legs and feet to make sure that nothing gets stuck. Because some of you who are hearing this are, well, maybe new to this process. Okay, good. One more time, decide that I am always safe. Decide that all that comes to you shows you something about yourself, but perhaps not literally. And now we're moving on to the energy of criticism. It's getting its own chapter, so to speak. Again, this is something that has come to you because you are vibrating in a certain way. But it is important for you to read between the lines when the energy of criticism comes to you. One of the amazing things about every human is the capacity for self-judgment. Judgment of others, but that always begins with judgment of self. What is not perfect? What is not right? What is not appropriate in this person or in myself or in this situation? What is not comfortable? What is not absolutely amazing? This kind of a critical faculty is a very important part of your nature. And yet, this thing can happen where there is a seed among, you know, in one person, and the very natural faculty of other people regarding judgment and criticism can get adjusted to this person's frequency, and then you have this ripple effect outward, and then out into the world exponentially. And actually, in many ways, a great deal of you hearing this call all over the world, hearing this information at different times all over the planet, are dealing with that ripple effect of criticism and judgment. There is a way to helpfully criticize and to constructively judge. There is a way to do this. You call it constructive criticism. Yet, constructive criticism comes from a place of love. So, for right now, make the decision also that you, when you find the need to criticize, you are committed to being constructive. Make that decision now, please. Make that decision to forgive yourself for all the times you have been critical of others without being constructive. Forgive yourself, release yourself of that. And all debris goes down into the earth. Everything you need to shed about this goes down into the earth. Make the commitment to give yourself the benefit of the doubt that you are a work in progress. And I want you to understand in a very deep way what we have explained moments ago. Your free will, your choice, is an expression of your divine nature, and it is your power. If you choose from a loving place, you create loving power. You create the only kind of power that means anything and that lasts in your world. So understand everything you draw to you that you may criticize, in fact, reflects something to you about you, again, though not probably literal. So give yourself the benefit of the doubt when something you do seems not right or not done well, or something you do seems like it's a mistake or failure. And now shift that into being willing to give other people the benefit of the doubt as well. That if you find something to judge in others, be constructive about it. Be loving about it. Make that commitment now before we clear out old energies of criticism. This is planting the right seed. And this is to show certain parts of you a different model of how to interact with people when things might not be perfect. So now you are armed with this commitment. You have made this commitment. Now, think of people in your world who have been critical of you and decide to let them off the hook. Decide that they have been telling you something useful for you, but you have perhaps not learned yet how to read between the lines to harvest it, to glean it. And now we move up a flame into the fourth chakra. Now in all four chakras. So you forgive yourself for not being perfect. You forgive yourself for making choices based in something other than loving criticism, loving constructive criticism, and make the decision to forgive others who have criticized you for showing you, because this is what's happened. They have shown you that you need to make a choice to be loving in your own expression. Think about that. Let's say you were somebody who has drawn a bunch of criticism to you in life. What have you thought it means? I'm here to tell you what it actually means is that you are in a position to choose something different. So all the energies of criticism that you have absorbed from other people criticizing you, something you've done or haven't done, said, chosen, haven't said, haven't chosen. Gather all these energies up together, and we send these down into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Decide you do not need these energies to tell you who you are. Please decide that you do not need the criticism of others to tell you who you are. And please add to that, you do not need the criticism of self to tell you who you are. All of that debris, send that down into the earth as well. And we're going to come straight into your fourth chakra, and fourth and lower, all four, and move things, some things out, and enhance these flames here. Now we're going to revisit this one more time at least. In any way that you criticize yourself, you have criticized yourself. In any way you have perhaps developed an idea of who you are or an identity based on a choice that did not work or a choice that you did not make, something that you didn't do or did do but seemed to fail or not do it well enough. All of those energies, gather them together and decide you don't need them to tell you who you are. You are a being in process, in progress, learning about how to exercise free will. That's who you are. Learning about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom, with the end point of everything in your life will change. Things will actually start to get in order when you decide that you are the source of love. So here we are in the fourth chakra. All debris goes down into the earth that you don't need. Everything that is in your field that can't tell you who you are, that is a mental construct or an idea or a belief or an intellectual fabrication based in observing history or facts or patterns or analyzing data tables internally ad nauseum about your mistakes and your successes. All of these things, decide you don't need them. They cannot tell you who you are. You are a divine being learning to make choices for the right reasons in the right ways. And now begin with this affirmation, I am the source of love. I am the source of love. In my world, in my life, I am the source of love. Now, there are issues in your world related to each of these first four chakras, perhaps. Perhaps each, perhaps one. But there are issues in your world that may not change overnight. But your conscious intent and your intentional choices will change these over time. Anything that is not working well in your life will in fact be an expression of energies and emotions that you carry from the past. And as we have said, you can change your life by changing your beliefs. Change your karma, what comes to you and what you believe is happening, by changing your beliefs. Once again, I'm the source of love. Without necessarily listing a bunch of specifics, understand that there are people in your past whom you may feel didn't love you enough or in the right ways, that they perhaps should have but didn't. Perhaps could have, but wouldn't. Perhaps wanted to, but couldn't. All variations of this language. Didn't love you the way you needed. Couldn't love you the way you needed. I want you to make a blanket statement to release all others from your past, from this judgment, from this pain that you have carried, from the conflict, from the feeling of desperation, from the feeling of need, release all these people? Are they family members? Are they friends, spouses, children? Are they parents? People in romantic sexual dynamics with you of various kinds and various times in your life. Anybody who didn't love you the right way or love you enough, decide to let them off the hook from what they couldn't or didn't do or wouldn't do. Decide, I am the source of love, and I release you fully and without hesitation from that regret or resentment or sadness or longing. And give back to that person what you may have picked up from that person, and take back what you may have loaned or given or forfeited to that person. And then decide that again that you are the source of love. We're going to stay here for a moment. I am the source of love. I alone am the source of love. And again, release all others from what they couldn't have done for you or what they didn't do for you. You may find that picking one person and going through a process for a couple of days or a few weeks or a month, and then going on to another person with other hearings of this recording may suit you. For right now, we're asking you to just kind of understand that in general, there are people in your past who didn't love you in the right ways, according to you. Make the decision to stop waiting for someone else to love you in the ways that you need. And now shed all debris. Release all debris related to these issues down into the earth. Decide you do not need it and thank the earth for receiving it. Now, one corner of criticism is what we haven't done for others. Do not also assume that people who you perceive didn't love you in the right ways. Don't presume that they are oblivious to it and careless. They are also carrying criticism and judgment about the ways they couldn't or didn't love you. Many of them are. So now shifting that to you, what you couldn't have done or wouldn't do or were unable to do for others about which you judge yourself. Let yourself off the hook for being the source of love for another person. Forgive yourself for not being able, because it is impossible, to be the source of love for another person. And then all debris related to that, all bits of energy, all bits of emotions, all bits of self-judgment and self-criticism and holding oneself over the coals, raking oneself over the coals because you didn't do something or couldn't. Forgive yourself for this. Forgive other people, forgive these others for needing or wanting something you couldn't give, and then forgive yourself for not being able to give it. Now, as we come into the fifth chakra for each of you, we are going to do something a little differently. We are going to step in with a flame, and we're going to seed an image through our speech and ask you to adjust to it and ask you to keep in mind that all debris that doesn't belong to you, etc., goes down into the earth. The fifth chakra is in part where we control things. And it is also where we're capable of surrendering and being devoted to things. The fifth chakra has a lot to do with being aligned to something. The channel was taught this is the channeling chakra, and a great deal of his attention over the years has been spent observing to what he is aligned. And as you are experiencing during this event now, this energy that comes out of his fifth chakra, there's a lot going on because he has surrendered to the consciousness of a couple of other different beings who are doing different things through his voice. Perhaps you are aware of the subtleties of change of vibration in his voice and two different consciousnesses speaking in different ways. Perhaps you are not, no problem. But the fifth chakra is where we align with and surrender to a truth. Ideally, it is a capital T truth. Ideally, it is something we find that we cannot deny the truth of it. So given that image, given that story, make the decision to cease aligning with everything that makes you feel small, powerless, without choice, insignificant, incapable of making a difference in the world around you. Make the decision to cease aligning with every one of those things. And understand that you have developed some identities surrounding what you feel is and is not possible. And part of the subtext of this entire service that we are creating together here, this situation that you are participating in at present, part of the underlying motivation is to clear out things that keep you from doing what your soul came here to do. Essentially, to work through some human identity issues that keep you from understanding the feeling of your own divine power in your day-to-day life. Again, conscious intent, intentional choices, free will. So what is it that you may have aligned with, that you may have surrendered to, that doesn't serve you? Make the decision again to cease identifying with it. And to, if you cannot see it now, at least make the decision to get closer to the truth about who you are. Make the decision to recognize a truth when you find it. And while not having blinders on or being zealous, make the decision to align with the truth if it works for you. To anchor some bit of truth in this world. Beings such as ourselves who are outside the game space of life on Earth, think about yourself, you know, living your choices, living your lives, and we're kind of surrounded. Think of yourself on a board game, on a table surface, and we are surrounding you, and we are advising and engaging and responding when you ask us for assistance and guidance. But one of the things that we have in common is that we see who you are, really, beyond these constructs of personality, these ideas of who you are. We see who you are beyond that, and we hold space for you to develop into that. So, there is also an element of choice in the fifth chakra. Choice. Make the decision now to make the choices in your life that are right for you, for the right reasons, at the right time. make the decision to surrender control and to adopt conscious intent and intentional choices as you explore your free will. For any of you who do not perceive that there is free will because things seem always to happen as they happen outside your control and outside your input, that things are happening outside your input is a reflection that you have not made enough choices yet. You are not making choices right now. Now, perhaps you start making choices and you feel in conflict with the world, and it would be because the choices may not be aligned with what you know is true about and for you. So make the decision to align with what is true for you. To consciously intend and to exercise your own free will in the right ways, in the right directions, for the right reasons, and at the right times. And now all debris associated with this that doesn't work for you and doesn't help you go forward and doesn't tell you who you are as a divine being learning about free will and making choices, all that debris goes down into the earth, the side you do not need it going forward. You do not need an idea of who you are to tell you who you are. Each of you can align with what you know is true. Now, again, without having blinders on, without being zealous, and part of the subtext of that part is to say that you can change it if you find out that something else is truer for you. But every single one of you has the capacity to align with a truth and anchor it in this world. Now we move to the sixth chakra. Just make the decision now to be free of all ideas about who you are that go against your experience of who you are. And the sixth chakra has to do with vision and intention and thought patterns. And this is where, in fact, you project out onto the world around you your intentions. As though the third eye, in fact, is a projector. You can see with it, but you can also create the world around you with it through deciding what to see. In other words, what kind of world do you want to live in? What kind of role do you want to have in your community? What kind of efforts do you want to direct in what directions, for what purposes? You have to make decisions about where your energies are going to go. And a lot of this has to do with the worldview that's in place in your sixth chakra. What's really happening here? There are filters here until you surrender them. Before we get into the actually doing the juicy work here in the sixth chakra, I want you to make the decision to allow your mind to serve the rest of your being. Dethrone your mind and its processes and fears and contingency plans and fears about losing control. Dethrone your mind from this power and appoint your mind to be the most valued advisor to the rest of your being, including your body and your heart and your spirit. Once again, decide that you are always safe. Decide that you are prepared to make choices that lead you to self-respect. Decide that the reflections from other people are not always literal, but need to be paid attention to. Decide that you are willing to be aligned with what is true for you. Decide to be willing to feel, but not carry the emotions of others. Be willing to feel what's happening. Be willing to sense what is occurring. Be aware of it. Live a heart open life, heart centered life, but decide that you do not carry the energies of others. Now, each of these, if you did not make this affirmative decision with us now, each of these would be a source of fear for the mind. What if I'm not safe? What if I have to deal with so-and-so's attitude again? So-and-so's grief, she never heals. What if I won't make the right decision? What if I'm not aligned with... All of these things become sources of fears for the mind. So you make these other decisions associated with these other energy centers. You make these other empowering decisions. And then let your mind take a rest and become the most valued advisor for the rest of you. When I asked you to make all these decisions, all these words are leaving the channel's mouth and traveling over these airwaves and coming into your ears and coming into your language centers. But it is not your brain making these decisions. Think about that. When you surrender to this vibration, when you submit to this process of somebody channeling for you, carrying and anchoring a vibration, ideally to help you evolve and come into more freedom within your life to do what you came here to do and to be happier about being here, you temporarily dethrone the mind. It's not that you will always be in a state of receiving channeled insights or offering them to others. Because, of course, the channel is not in this state 24/7, of course. But a general orientation to life, having the mind serve the rest of the being. Incredibly important, cannot be overemphasized. Cannot be stated clearly enough, cannot be harped on enough. So what is it that your body needs to eat on a given day? What is it that your body needs to do on a given day? I'll share with you something that the channel has been laughing about, but been dutifully responding to, his body, speaking to him. In the last 8 to 10 days, as he has been undergoing some updates and healing of his own and release work to be able to carry the frequency of these two beings simultaneously for you, he reports it's been kind of a big deal for him for the last 8 to 10 days. And he has had, in the last, say, 3 days, sudden urges to do brief, intense cardio exercise. And it's absurd. Thinking he needs to fall asleep for a nap, but then his body's saying, you need to go do something and raise the heart rate and wake up. And a friend of his suggested that being able to receive energies deep into your being, you have to move other energies, including, you know, physical activity. But anyway, in being very, very tired, suddenly having to get up and do as much jump roping as he can handle. Silly things like this. But your body says this is what needs to happen. So, the idea of what you need to eat. The idea of what you need to eat. Versus what your body knows you need to eat. The channel actually today had an experience in the grocery store, circling around 3 times, trying to identify what was speaking to him from this shelf. It was broccoli. and he laughed about it because he couldn't figure out what he's laughing about it right now. He couldn't figure out what it was, but he kept routinely vibrated back to this place. So, letting your mind serve the rest of your being. There is a list, a grocery list, that did not include broccoli. There was a grocery list, and the mind made that list. But the body spoke. So, in the sixth chakra, you become empowered here by allowing your mind to serve the rest of you, not in developing contingency plans, fearing that you're not safe, fearing that you will make the wrong decisions, fearing what somebody will do to you, how somebody will treat you, but making the decision to align your mind with the rest of you. Now, all identities that related to this that you have carried that do not serve this, send this down into the earth. And now we're putting the flame up in this chakra. So now we have these six flames burning in these six chakras, and we will finish with the seventh chakra. But right now we're going to do a check-in with all these six, all debris, everything that doesn't belong to you, send it down through these cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving it. Now with the seventh chakra. Where you experience yourself as a part of the rest of creation. Sometimes you are told in metaphysical circles that the seventh chakra is the key to spirituality. Perhaps the sixth chakra, third eye, the key to intuition, you know, this kind of thing. The fourth chakra, the heart, as the key to compassion, etc. Some of what these things are said, we definitely support. And others of these things, we want you to stay in your body. So the seventh chakra is critical for knowing that you are a part of the divine plan. You are a part of this. You are a member of the natural order. You have every right to be here. And so some people actually, because of debris in the first, second, and third chakras, and also pain in the fourth chakra, confusion in the sixth chakra, and control issues in the sixth and fifth chakras, will want to get up into the seventh chakra and wish they didn't have to have bodies. We want you to love your body. We want you to embrace the fact that you have a physical vehicle through which to develop emotionally, energetically, therefore spiritually, and as a conscious being. So are you willing to trust yourself? Are you willing to allow that you are a divine being and that you have every right to be here? Every identity and every bit of resistance that doesn't serve you, make the decision to send this down into the earth. And to going forward, even if you're not ready to commit to this today, make the decision that you are willing to be open to working with the universe, working with the plan for you, that goddess and God as your soul has set out for you. Fifth chakra is where you'd surrender to a truth. Sixth chakra is where you'd surrender your mind to the rest of your being. And seventh chakra is where you surrender everything to the truth of what is truly happening, what is really happening here. And there is a wisdom of the seventh chakra that eradicates reactivity. There's an experience of being in the seventh chakra. It is not all happiness and oneness, but it is all oneness and acceptance of how the universe actually works. You can see we've talked about control issues and fears relating to different chakras. And in the seventh chakra, the direct experience of what you experience as the divine is important. So for those of you who are saying, how could I interact with these beings on my own? How can I receive guidance from my own spirit guides, from ascended masters, or from archangels, or angels in general? How can I do that? Part of the key is this seventh chakra. Are you willing to observe how the universe communicates with you? Are you willing to flow and be guided within your own life? Not that there is destiny or some kind of set of sets of mazes through which you have to trod as though a little experimental rodent. But learning to work with natural law. When you say guides or masters or angels or benevolent beings floating around out there, if you are willing to help me Please help me understand this issue, or please provide me with some guidance so I may make the right decision regarding this other issue, this situation in my world. When you do that, you become, in the seventh chakra, you are willing to sense without necessarily hearing a word, but being guided, being drawn to what is best for you. In the seventh chakra, nothing makes sense to your linear logical mind. So if your mind is serving the rest of you and you are willing to be guided, then guidance will happen. So I want you to gather up all the resistance to your life as a divine life in process. All resistance to accepting that what has come to you is in fact a creation of what you have been vibrating. And now we put the flame in the seventh. We're going to be quiet for a minute or two as we complete this whole process for you. And your job right now is to decide that all debris that doesn't belong to you, everything you have absorbed from other people, every construct, every thought, idea, prejudice, notion, idea of who you are and what your life is, everything you borrowed from others, everything you've taken on because nobody else would pick it up, all of it, send it down through these cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. Once again, decide that you are always safe. Decide to see the reflections that come to you and, if necessary, be learning how to read between the lines. And decide to feel what you feel while not absorbing things from other people. Decide to admit what is true for you and align with it. Decide to see clearly what is happening around you and to surrender your mind in service to the rest of your being. And decide to relinquish control over your life in general enough to be guided and to understand how the universe is constantly communicating with you as a valid, welcome, and necessary member of the divine plan, which is all beings learning about what love is, where it comes from, who's responsible for giving it to whom, learning through developing conscious intent and expressing free will, learning through making choices and dealing with the results, ultimately to decide that they are the source of love. So we end this, our time together, with your decision again that you are the source of love. We are going to hang up in a moment. I want to thank you for joining us. And I want to remind you that after receiving energy work and spending time with beings who are channeled, your consciousness may be altered. Your vibration may be altered. You may think you're very grounded, and then you may go to do something that requires motor coordination and be a little confused or be a little slow or not grounded. Be easy on yourself for the next few hours Don't expect too much because things are shifting, perhaps being reorganized, and perhaps will continue to leave your field. And the last note is that when you receive energy work, and energy is either moved or is released, the contours of your energy field and therefore consciousness change temporarily. Your physical body will adjust to these changes in contours. So you may have an old injury that resurfaces for a day and then goes away. You may have some digestion issues in the short term if second, third, and fourth chakras were really prominent for you in this call. You may feel just little physical things and flare-ups of things you thought had gone away. Understand these are temporary. Do not get nervous. Decide that you are always safe and consistently move energies out of your field that don't belong to you and don't serve you. Thank you for your time and attention, and be easy on yourself and be well. Bye-bye.